What is good, everyone? This is episode 3, season 4. And we are going to cover List of Heavenly Fallen Entities. Oh, yeah. It's actually not as long of a list as the other, but still pretty lengthy list that I have gathered most of the information together that is available without having to go to some ancient library. So, if we make it through this, which is technically the second list of fallen heavenly entities, we're going to cover over the list of occult powers and terms. Oh yeah. That one is going to be pretty lengthy. Because if you thought a lot of the information that I had for the first two episodes was a lot, we have more to go through. But you'll hear some names from the previous episode. So, we will cover how there's the different seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and angels. How there's a lot more than just that, but those that do serve Yahweh, those that do not, of course. And of course, the different types of fallen heavenly powers. And of course, throughout this, the 21 names of angels that spread unrighteousness during the times of Noah. Talk a bit about them. Once we get through them, of course, we will cover for you 5 fallen angels who led the fall. Back in Genesis 6. And of course, original lists in the Ethiopian Book of Enoch. That's in there. And then, of course, additional fallen entity that were not mentioned that I will speak about. And if we do cover the list of occult powers and terms, my, oh my, that is very lengthy. But for now, what we are going to do is do this episode without any interruptions. Just for this one. While I will usually have an ad for this one, I'm just going to cut out the ads. So y'all can have something continuous. But I will go at a good pace for everyone. That way, if you miss something, you can always pause and go back. And if you'd like to donate to this podcast to continue receiving this awesome content, by all means, can go to cash.app/money symbol jubilee37. You can donate there. And if you'd like to have any kind of consultations with myself, you can look up my company, beachaminvestments.com. That's BEACHAM as in Mike, investments.com. There's no www. Dot before that, so don't worry about that. Well, let's go ahead and get right into this. So the fallen angels that I've come across, that was from also the first list of demons and so forth, got from archangels, Well, it's www.archangels-and-angels.com/aa_pages/angels_general/fallen_angels_index.html. So the seraphim that they have listed is Satan, Leviathan, and Belial. Of course, I'm going to speak when we get to the list of occult powers and terms. Satan, Lucifer, as the same, are actually under the name of Hillel ben Sakkar. There's a couple different variations with the Sakkar to Shakkar, or a few other variations. But seraphim, what has been roughly known, is that they are usually reptilian in nature. However, this is also a bit of a contradiction when people think that Satan and Lucifer, because what they have in here is that Lucifer is a cherubim, Satan is a seraphim. True, Lucifer, which actually is Hillel ben Sakkar, is a cherubim, spoken of in the book of Ezekiel. And some of Isaiah. But the reason for the satanic bloodlines, why many of them are reptilian hybrids, is because of the seraphim that have fallen. Some that have fallen. But under cherubim, besides Lucifer, you have Azazel, Beelzebub, who is much different than Satan. Bereth, Lavia, Maru, Salakotal. And then we have under thrones, Focalor, Fornius, Goresil, Mammon, Murmur, Nelkael, Phoenix, Person, Ram, Sonelian, Citri, Verin. That's the first sphere. The second sphere, which is dominions, virtues, and powers. Under dominions, we have Balaam, Marcosias, Nelahiah, or Neliha, Oilet, Paimon, Rossier. Under virtues, we have Agares, Ariel, Barbados, Belial, Lelia. Person, which I know is a little bit confusing from that, can also be a virtue, besides a throne. Celia, Sensiner, Uziel, powers, you have Amy, Beleth, Carnavian, Kariu, Crocel, Gap, two A's, Lahaya, Uval. We're going to move into the third sphere of principalities, archangels, and angels. Under principalities, we have Belphegor, Imamia, Ion, Nisroch, Nephael, Verier. Under archangels, we have Adramelech, Ananiel, Basaseel, Dagon, Mephistopheles, Moloch. We have Rimmon. And of course, besides Rimmon, we have Ramjal, Sarfael, Famuz, Zagiel. Under angels, we have Arakiba, Arakiel, Araziel, Ariach, Armanz, Asael, Aspiel, Astoreth, Cain, like Cain. But Cain is not the same as Cain, just spelled with an M instead of an N. Okay? And then Luvort. Others that were listed on that website, I put in alphabetical order, but I did not exactly have it in different sphere. We have Adurael, Aldebaran, Antares, Atar Kofeg, Azaradel, Chobaliel, Otael, or Ertael, or Ertrail, Izael, Fomalhaut, Gerson, Hakael, Hossam Spik, Lumwell, Jove, could also be Jove, Caspiel, Cathazel, Medicine, Mulciber, Nama, Omil, Oras, Ramuel, Regent, Regulus, Rugziel, Sarkniel, Shaftiel, Tabate, Tamelicus, Thasael, Tyriel, Uruk Baramiel, Zaphon, Yamiel, Zavabe. To move from that list, which is not too bad, we have in one Enoch the archangels that serve Yahweh. We have, of course, Michael. His name meaning is, who is like God? So Michael is set over the best part of mankind and set over chaos. Uriel. His name is meaning the son of God, as in the sun that is out during the daytime. Light of God or fire of God. Hence the reason sun. As son of God, light of God, fire of God. And Uriel is set over the world and over Tartarus. Another name would be roughly, some people think Sheol is roughly the same as Tartarus. And in a way, it is. Then there's Raphael, which could be spelled with a PH or an F. His name means God is healing or healing one of God. And he's set over the spirits of people. And he bound and drove away Asmodeus or Asmodeus or Asmodeus. However you want to pronounce it. When it comes to the spirits of people, that doesn't mean their soul, okay? Our soul is not our spirits. I'm not going to cover that here, the difference between the spirit and the soul and the language differentiation of it. We're not on that. But what we are on, of course, Gabriel, or Gavriel. His name means man of God. And Gabriel is that God has shown himself mighty, hero of God, or strong one of God. And he's set over paradise, over the serpents and the cherubim. We also have Raguel, or Reuel. His name means friend of God. And he's set over vengeance on the world of the luminaries. Essentially, the elements. You have Sarakael, or Sarakiel, His name means command of God. And he said, "Of the spirits who sin in spirit." We have Ramiel. Or you can have Ramiel spelled with two E's or an IE at the end. But his name means thunder of God, mercy of God, or compassion of God. He's set over those who rise. Then there's Fanuel, can also be known as Penuel or Peniel. His name means face of God. As we went over already, is in Genesis. It doesn't really have much on, didn't really have anything that is what he does. But we're going to go on to fallen heavenly powers under one Enoch. And I got this besides one Enoch, also from www.jstor.org/stable/326022#SEQ for sequence equals 8 pound or hashtag sign metadata underscore info underscore tab underscore underscore contents. So under here we have Semyaza, the seraphim of the first sphere. He teaches enchantments and root cutting, as in alchemy and witchcraft. Arakiba is a fallen angel of the third sphere. He teaches the signs of the earth. Now, I did mention Ramiel as one of the archangels that serve Yahweh, but according to this research in JSTOR, Ramiel is also a fallen angel of the third sphere. As much as also speaking in one Enoch. But we also have Kokabiel. He's an archangel of the third sphere, and he teaches constellations, like astrology. Tamiel is an archangel of the third sphere. His name means "My perfect one is God." He teaches astronomy. He's behind Kabbalah, Atzilut, Beriah, Yetzirah, Asaya. Most likely Asaya in relation to Malkuth. But with being behind Kabbalah for Atzilut, Beriah, Yetzirah, Asaya, cosmology. Ramiel actually is a I have these spaced outs, but they also have different spellings that they may be different angels as well. Because this one is an archangel of the third sphere, whereas Ramiel is a fallen angel of the third sphere. Ramiel spelled R-A-M-E-E-L as a fallen angel, and then the one as archangel is R-A-M-I-E-L, or you can spell it Rahamiel. R-A-H-A-M-I-E-L, or Ramuel. Means my compassionate one is God, or my exalted one is God. Next there's Danel, not Daniel, but Danel, without an I. He's a fallen angel of the third sphere. His name means my God, my judge is God. Ezekiel, spelled E-Z-E-Q-E-E-L. Didn't exactly get which sphere he was under, but he teaches the knowledge of clouds. That's actually some of the things that we're going to talk about in a list of occult powers and terms. How looking at the clouds is part of witchcraft. Well, using it in a way that manipulates your future. Barakijal is a fallen angel of the third sphere. He teaches astrology. Some of these will teach the same thing as others. And then you have Asael, or Asahel. He's a fallen angel of the third sphere. His name means God is created. Amaras is a fallen angel of the third sphere, and he teaches resolving of enchantments and conjurations. Batarel, or Batriel, is a fallen angel of the third sphere. His name means Valley of God or Reign of God. Ananel is an archangel of the third sphere. Zakiel is also Ezekiel. Forgot to put that one together. But Ezekiel, or Zakiel, is an archangel of the third sphere. His name means purity of God. Sansapiel is an archangel of the third sphere. Satarel, or Sartel, or Sathar-el, or Yatriel, is fallen angel of the third sphere. His name means covering of God or God's side. Torel is an archangel of the third sphere. His name means mouth of God or rock of God. So he would be involved in the counterfeit of encounters with Yeshua or Jesus. Jamjael, I forgot to put that together, but is connected to Ramiel, spelled R-A-M-I-E-L. And we have Sariel, which is spelled and pronounced different ways, such as Sarahariel, Siriel, Suriel, Suriel, Sauriel, Surwell, Sorufel, Sauriel, Azradel, Azdurel, Arzah, or Arzah. He is a fallen angel of the third sphere. His name means, my moon is God. Hence would be one of the entities that has evil control over the moon. And he teaches the courts of the moon, of course. Shamsiel teaches the signs of the sun. And now, we're going to get into the 21 names of angels that spread unrighteousness during the times of Noah. The first one is going to be more lengthy than the others. But he's actually the one that led the fall. Well, was the leader of a third of the angels and the other powers that fell on earth. That's what he was leading. His name is Samyaza. His name means the or my name has seen. It could also mean he sees the name, or I have seen, or the infamous rebellion. Hence the reason for the angels of the fallen angels of Genesis 6. And he has various pronunciations and spellings, like Samyaza. His usual name is spelled S-A-M-J-A with a little hook on the top of the A, Z. A with a hook on top of the A. It could also be spelled S-A-M-I-A-Z-A. Samyaza, spelled S-A-M-Y-A-Z-A. Sahyaza, which is S-A-H-J-A-Z-A. Semihaza is S-E-M-I-H-A-Z-A-H. You also have Shemiaz, S-H-E-M-I-A-Z. You have Shemiaz, or Shemihaza, which is S-H-E-M-I-H-A-Z-A-H. You have Shemyazaza, which is S-E-H-M-Y-A-Z-A-Z. You have Shemyaza, which is S-C-H-E-M-Y-A-Z-A. Shemyazaz is with the little hook on the E, the I, and the last day, S-E-M-I-A-Z-A-Z. You also have Semyaza, just spelled with an E instead of an A, with a J, as well as Semyaza, S-E-M-Y-A-Z-A, Uza, O-U-Z-A, Amezyarak, A-M-E-Z-Y-A-R-A-K, Amezyarak, A-M-A-Z-A-R-A-K, Amiziras, A-M-I-Z-I-R-A-S, Azza, A-Z-Z-A, Shemhazai, S-H-E-M-H-A-Z-A-I, Uzza, U-Z-Z-A, or Semyaza as S-E-M-Y-A-Z-A. And he is a seraphim from the Book of Enoch. And so in the Book of Enoch, one of the apocryphal writings, Semyaza is portrayed as leader of a band of angels called Sons of God, or Watchers, which would be Gregori in Greek. These Watchers became consumed with lust for mortal women and entered into machinations against heaven in order to consummate their sinful desires. In the Book of Giants found at Qumran, Semyaza, with a Y. Through this forbidden prostitution, fathers two half-breed giant sons, Hoya and Haya. When the rebel angels first meet upon Mount Hermon to organize their secret society of 200 members, Semyaza, with a Y, as their recognized chieftain under Azazel, who had rebelled against God and the heavenly host, initially doubts the initiate's resolve to forswear heaven. This they had planned to achieve through dark combinations and clandestine oaths under penalty of death, thereby binding themselves to that treachery in which they would use their heaven-acquired knowledge to create a counterfeit religion on earth to satisfy their lusts and carnal desires. This is from 1 Enoch, chapter 6, verse 3 to 5. And Semyaza, with a J, who is their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together, and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. Thus having convinced the other watchers to join him in fornicating with women, Semyaza continues to collude and to plot with these other watchers to seduce females from the human tribes. The resultant offspring from this unnatural prostitution and breeding are giants called Nephilim in the Book of Genesis. Together they dominate, murder, and exploit the inferior races of men. Beginning in the days of the righteous patriarch Jared, the father of the prophet Enoch, their debauchery thereafter rising to new heights. And this is what it says in 1 Enoch chapter 8, verse 2. And there arose much godlessness. They committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Enoch subsequently has a sleep vision called the Animal Apocalypse, which relates to 1 Enoch chapter 86, verses 1 to 6, says, a star fell from heaven, and it arose and ate a pastured amongst those oxen. And after this, I saw the large and the black oxen, and behold, all of them changed their pens and their pastures and their heifers, and began to moan one after another. And again, I saw in the vision, and looked to heaven, and behold, I saw many stars, how they came down and were thrown down from heaven to that first star, and amongst those heifers and bulls. They were with them, pasturing amongst them. And I looked at them, and saw, and behold, all of them let out their private parts like horses, began to mount the cows of the bulls, They all became pregnant and bore elephants and camels and asses, which is another word for donkey. And all the oxen feared them and were affrighted at them, and began to bite with their teeth, and to devour and to gore with their horns. And they began, moreover, to devour those oxen. And behold, all the children of the earth began to tremble and quake before them, and to flee from them. But perhaps the watcher's most grievous sin was to teach and instruct humankind, blasphemously, in various forbidden arts, sciences, and celestial secrets or mysteries, of the true heavenly gnosis, or knowledge, especially that wisdom possessed by Azazel, who taught them also the secrets of war, from magic, metallurgy, and weaponry to seductive ornamentation, jewelry, and cosmetics, all of which ultimately, though not surprisingly, brings down the wrath of heaven. God commanded the angel Gabriel to cause the watchers and giants to wage civil war. And 1 Enoch, chapter 10, verse 9, says this, "And to Gabriel, said the Lord, proceed against the biters and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth. Send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle, for length of days shall they not have." Finally, the judgment of the watchers, associates of Samyaza, with a Y, is described in 1 Enoch, chapter 10, verses 11 to 14. "And the Lord said unto Michael, go bind Samyaza with a J, and his associates, who have united themselves with women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. In those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment, and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations." Once the archangels and the host of the righteous had rained war and destruction upon the watchers and giants, God caused, after several generations, the great flood of Noah to wipe out the corrupt remnant of earthly races. For when the eternal covenant and eternal law had been broken, and the fallen angels' revelation to the profane creatures of the earth of heaven's sacred knowledge, lawlessness ensued, which corrupted and destroyed. But after the diluvial judgment, God removed the lawlessness that came from the perverted knowledge and restored again his covenant with Noah and his sons, returning fertility and harmony back to the creation. That was from the Book of Giants. Now, in the Book of Giants, Samyaza, or Samizad, in the Manichaean version, begets two sons, who together battle the Leviathan. However, they are not portrayed as heroic, but as boasting about their own victory, a symbol of royal failure to keep one's power in this world, as after the defeat of the Leviathan, Samyaza and his offspring are slain by the four punishing angels. That was in the Book of Giants. Under Jewish mysticism literature, we have Aza, according to the rabbinic tradition, is suspended between heaven and earth, along with Azazel, as punishment for having had carnal knowledge of mortal women. He is said to be constantly falling, with one eye shut and the other open, to see his plight and suffer the more. It is said that he now hangs head down, and is the constellation of Orion. Before the fall, Uzzah was of the rank of Seraphim. and satanic bloodlines. In Islam, Uzzah also was one of the major items of worship in the pagan Arabic culture before the rise of Islam. Al-Uzzah and Al-Lat, the Uzzah and the Lat, were considered the daughters of God and were prayed for. However, with the appearance of the monotheistic religion of Islam, the worship of any other god beside God, Allah, was defeated. The mention of Al-Lat and Al-Uzzah was made in the chapter of the star, Surat al-Najm, chapter number 53, in the Quran. And this is what in the Quran it says. Have you seen Lat and Uzzah? That was verse 19, verse 20. And another, the third, goddess, Manat, verse 21. Shall the male gender be yours and the female be his? 22. Behold, such would be indeed a division most unfair. Verse 23. These are nothing but names which ye have devised, ye and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority whatever. They follow nothing but conjecture and what their own souls desire, even though there has already come to them guidance from their Lord. That was all in Semyaza. Now to the other 20. You have Arakiba, who is an archangel of the third sphere. And he has many spellings and pronunciations like Aristikifa, Arakiel, with a Q or a K, or Arakiel, with a Q, A-E-L. Instead of a Q-E-I-E-L. Q-I-E-L, excuse me, not you. Arakifa, Arasiel, Arakael, or Arkael, Sarquael, Arkiel, Arkas, Arakab, Arstikafa, Arstikafa, I think that's how you pronounce it. Number three, you have Armin, who can also be Armands, or Ramiel. Yes, Ramiel can have very interchangeable names as well. Spelled Aiel. Is a fallen angel of the third sphere. Of course, Kokabiel, which we mentioned earlier, can also be pronounced Kokabel, or Akibel, or Azibel, or Asbiel, or Askil. Is an archangel of the third sphere. His name means star of God. Torel can be also be Torel or Tumel. And of course, Ramiel, going over him again, yes. We have the many pronunciations, you know, like the R-A-H, the R-A-M-U-A-E-L. You have Ramjal or Yamiel, which is with a Y. Or Yamiel, or Yamiel, J-O-M-J-A-E-L, is an archangel of the third sphere. His name means, my compassionate one is God, or my exalted one is God. You have Danel. His name could be spelled Danyal, D-A-N-J-A-L, or Dani-L, or Danyal, which is D-A-N-Y-A-L, is an archangel of the third sphere, and his name means my judge is God. And of course, there's also Ezekiel again. His name can also be, besides Zakiel, can also be Nikael, Nukael, Nithael, Zakebi, Zavebi. Is an archangel of the third sphere, and of course, naming purity of God. Barakijal can also be, who's the next one, number 9, can be Badariel, Barakel, Barakial, Barakayal, Barakial, Sarakual, is a fallen angel of the third sphere. Azazel is a cherubim of the first sphere. He's taught, He taught how to make swords, knives, shields, breastplates, the knowledge of where precious metals are, and the crafting of them, bracelets, ornaments, use of antimony, beautifying of the eyelids, precious stones, and coloring tinctures. Yes, he greatly deceived women by putting things on their face they don't need to put on. Not saying it's evil anymore. That's just where it came from. But if any women you put on makeup, make sure it's not chemicals that harm your body, okay? But also beautifying of the eyelids, and antimony can also be used for like arts and entertainment. Armoros can be armors or araros, which is A-R-E-A-R-O-S, arar, and herem, is a fallen angel of the third sphere. He consecrates, or his name means he consecrates a mystery, or to curse. Batarel has a few different variations, such as Batarial with a Y instead of a J, Batral with two A's, and Batriel, Bethuel. Methuel is an archangel of the third sphere, and his name means man of God. You have Busayal, could also mean, or could also be pronounced Basasel, Basasayel, or Besamiel. You also have number 14, Hananel, which can mean, or could be variations of Ananel, Ananiel, Anain, Anani, Kananel. He's an archangel of the third sphere. His name means favor of God. Torel could also have spelling and pronunciation of Torel. Toruel, Tarel, Torial. He's an archangel of the third sphere. His name means Mount of God, or Rock of God, which is what we went over up ahead, of course. There's also Samsapil, has a few different variations, such as Samsavil, Semvil, Samathael, Shamapisil, Simapasil, Shamsiel, Shamshel, Shashiel, Shamshiel. Is an archangel of the third sphere, meaning his name meaning hearken to the mouth of God. Number 17, I don't really have anything except for the name. Jetrel. J-E-T-R-E-L. Jetrel. Tamiel could also be Tumel or Tamel. Is an archangel of the third sphere. Some of these were repeated, such as Torel. We also have Rumel, is Rum hyphen L or Rumyal. It's an archangel of the third sphere. Rum hyphen L can mean height of God or Ram hyphen L, which means God is exalted. And then, of course, there's Azazel. Could also be called Iziziel or Izeziel. I-Z-E-Z-E-E-L. And of course there's Yorakibaramiel or Arkibaramiel. It's two names blended together of Arkiba and Ramiel. And of course we have five fallen angels who led the fall. We have Yochan, spelled with a J or a Y, which is J-E-Q-O-N, or with a Y, or Koyen, Q-O-Y-E-N. He's an archangel of the third sphere. He led the sons of God astray to be brought down to earth for taking human wives. So yeah, Lucifer is known as Hillel Ben Zkar. is not one of the only one that led the rebellion. There are multiples that led the rebellion. The one that's just well known is under the name Lucifer, correlating with Satan. Coqueville, also Asbiel, is an archangel of third sphere, of course. He imparted evil counsel to the sons of God for defiling their bodies with daughters of men. Gadriel, Gadar, hyphen L, is a fallen angel of the third sphere. His name means wall of God. He showed children of men all blows of death, weapons of death that were shields and coats of mail, sword for battle, all weapons of death, and led Eve astray. Yeah. So how about that? So the serpent being said to be the one that led Eve astray, but was Gadriel, fallen angel. Penemwi, or Penemuel, is an archangel of the third sphere. His name means the inside. He teaches bitter and sweet secrets of wisdom, writing with ink and paper. We were not ever supposed to be typing things or writing things ever. That's what the enemy brought. But got turned into good purposes, so. And of course, Castilla, spell K-A-S-D-E-J-A, or K-A-S-D-A-Y-E, or K-E-S-D-E-Y-A, an archangel of the third sphere, showed the wicked smitings of spirits and demons, abortion, smitings of the soul harvesting, bites of the serpent, smitings which befall through the noontide heat. And of course, the original list in Ethiopian Book of Enoch are these names. Shemiaz, Arakab, Rahamiel, or Ramiel, Kukabel, Tamiel, Daniel. So instead of Daniel, spelled the same way, but Daniel. Ezekiel. No, not the same Ezekiel in the book, in the Bible. Barakel, Asahel, afterwards confused with Azazel. Herem, Hananel, Shema Pishel, excuse me, Safarel, Torel, and Sahariel. That is in the original list of Ethiopian Book of Enoch. And of course, the fallen angel list of additionals. We have Abaddon in the Hebrew, and the Greek would be Apollyon, as fallen angel of death, whose name means to destroy. We have Abezethebu, is a one-winged Red Sea fallen angel. Baalberith is a fallen angel who is a grand pontiff in hell, which is what we covered in the last episode. Behemoth is a fallen angel who is the demon of the deep. Belphegor is a fallen angel whose name means Lord of Opening. Bernal is a fallen angel of darkness and evil. Enepsigos is a fallen angel who appears in the shape of woman. Halpas is a fallen angel who appears as a stork. Cunopegos is a fallen angel who appears as a seahorse and sinks ships. Lahash is a fallen angel who interferes with divine will. Lilith, many of you know Lilith, is a fallen female angel who searches for children to kidnap or kill. Lix Tetrax is a fallen angel of the wind. Mastema, fallen angel whose name means hostility. Nama, N-A-A-M-A-H, is a fallen angel of prostitution. The name means pleasing. Abizoth is a fallen angel. I think I meant spell it female, who kills newborns and causes stillbirths. Onoscelis is a female fallen angel who lives in caves and perverts men. Ornias is a fallen angel who is annoying and can shapeshift. Farzuf is a fallen angel of fornication and lust. Procell is a fallen angel who can speak of hidden and secret things. Pura is a fallen angel of forgetfulness and the conjuring of the dead. Kemuel, the Q, is a fallen angel who was destroyed by God. Rahab is a fallen, not Rahab from the Bible. Rahab is a fallen angel of pride whose name means violence. Ruach is a headache of a fallen angel. That's what I have there. Samael is an evil fallen angel whose name means the blind god. Soroth is a fallen angel to some whose number is 666. Wormwood is an angel who brings plagues upon the earth. Yamiel, don't have anything. Zaphon is an angel who fires the fires of hell. Yes. And so, that is the second list of fallen heavenly entities. And this is why we needed to separate out this episode from the second one, because there's so much content in there. But, as there's still more content to come, I will provide that to you all, like I said, because, you know, what we have covered thus far have been aliens, fallen angels, or the Antichrist. We also went over first list of demons. We will cover the 28 doctrines of demons under list of occult powers and terms. But we also went over a list of theological demons. Okay? That means, besides the list of occult powers and terms, we also have a fair list of different alchemists, astrologers, channelers, deities, general fraternities, and so on and so forth. The Way the World Works, City of London Funds, TVM, list of banks and financial value, Black Nobility family names, Committee of 300 names, the Black Nobility crime families, the Khazar, Black Nobility, the Secret Treaty of Verona, Akbar Nobility, the Black Nobility 3, which talks about the assassinations of certain people, and of course, Venetian Black Nobility. And since we cover those, or we will cover those, excuse me, I appreciate everyone who has stayed in from the beginning, that you all have listened to this awesome content. Appreciate you all and what you've wanted to gain thus far, as there will be more to come. And with Season 5 will be much greater than Season 4. I can guarantee you that. This is a lot of content. But what I'm going over for Season 5, my goodness, people, it's going to literally change everything. It'll change the way we go about life. Now, the applicability to it, how instantly usable is it in the current system we're in, is not instantly usable per se in many places across the earth, but is applicable in many other places across the earth. With that being said, you're all awesome. Appreciate you listening into this awesome podcast that you will get more. See you on episode 4. Till next time. Peace.